Hey everybody, welcome to the Crypto Sparta podcast. We're feeling some hopium. It
A lot
looks
has
like
happened. It's back. We've got some juice to talk about. Like,
it
markets
feels
have been juiced a little bit.
like the people that left might be back. I saw a tweet where they were saying institutions are buying our coins. Like the new one is
BlackRock is buying our coins.
No, the new one is like retail is back. And we
I
were
don't know
talking
about
about,
that.
well, that was what they were saying, where it's like, so Doge is up. There are some meme coins that are popping.
ETH is like pushed 2000.
ETH over
again.
2K is, I think it's a big deal.
So ETH, no, it's not over 2K. It's been pushing
Oh,
2K.
Wow.
So now it's like
so
1982.
We're on Sunday night in the United States. And it's been teasing with 2K. And people have been saying that it'll be bear trap, bull trap. It feels like people are starting to leverage up and just start taking gambles again.
Bitcoin's close to 25,000 after being at 24, 23.
And I think that people are like levering up, but then there's also big money that could just knock
well,
it down.
CPI data too, inflation is low, has risen like 0.5%. So that was some cause for markets increase. So that was kind of a macro thing that happened. But the main story, I mean, yeah, Doge is up, but like main story has to do with Tornado Cash. So it got hit by U.S. sanctions.
The SEC.
The SEC, or like, what's the organization? Like
OFAC.
Yeah, OFAC.
Not sure what it stands for.
Sanctioned Tornado Cash due to blaming them for, you know, assisting it with hacks and scams and laundering those money.
The issue with this story is that they have labeled an open source technology and so
as a criminal organization.
But to explain what open source means is that unlike proprietary software such as Microsoft, open source is when people create code and then they provide it openly to the world for other people to build upon. And the main developer of this just wanted to create a private way to send money to and from things. And so that's why they call it Tornado. We had talked about this before, how it's like a washing machine where you send it in and then they send it through IP addresses and randomized crypto addresses.
Spin it around. Basically.
And then mixing. This is why they were talking about it, where there is a service at HSBC called USD Mixing, where you can do similar things. There are many places and ways that you can launder money, and this is not legal or financial advice, but these are just basic things that we're discussing where the dollar has privacy, you know, a physical $100 bill or a Monet crossing money lines. This is a technology that ensures privacy. And what I believe is that this is an assault on privacy, basically. So people are saying, and it was weird because it, on the macro level, intersected with not only did Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago get raided, but the IRS is getting 87,000 new agents, as well as billions of dollars more from the government. And so now what's really being questioned is, what is the level of privacy that you'll be afforded? And then if you're being assaulted on this, what has happened is that you can send a small amount of money to a wallet. So say that you're a normal person with a crypto wallet, people can basically poison you. It's like, tag, I sent Brian 100 of Tornado Cash. And so Shaq, who are the other people? There was a guy, Sasol. All of the big Docs wallets have been given 0.1 ETH.
Yeah, so they sanctioned Tornado Cash and basically blacklisted any wallet that has interacted with ETH or something that's been Tornado Cash. And so USDC came out, and that's also another big deal, where they've frozen funds for USDC that's been exchanged for Tornado Cash ETH. And so there was kind of like a shot chaser kind of meme. where, you know, similar to other memes in the past where they promise something and then they actually go behind and do it. So like, is it John Allaire or whatever, the guy who created USDC or is CEO of USDC, he commented on some user saying that, oh, we would never freeze your funds. But then they
And
did
these
do
people
that.
become hypocrites, and
Yeah, so you can't really trust. So people, yeah, this guy's just trolling, but he just basically sent Tornado Cash ETH to all these dox wallets, like Beeple, Shaq, you know, Randy
there's a
Zuckerberg,
lot of people doing this
Justin Sun.
where Justin's son, and now what's happened is it's spread. I think
It's
that we need to like, we need to
the
like,
Aave protocol
yeah,
too.
we need just like go slowly in case there are people that aren't following. But
Yeah, po the well has been poisoned.
the idea is that the government has regulated on software that people use that they thought would be legal, but it does make your transactions anonymous. But now, if you interact with this protocol, then your wallet comes into question. But if your wallet address is public, say you ask for or whatever, or you're just like you're a famous NFT holder with a lot of Bored Apes. If someone can see your wallet address, they can send you a little bit of black money. And then this is the argument is that North Korea and several other of the hackers, such as the Wormhole hack,
Yeah,
they
so they're
use this.
responsible Tornado Cash, so that's why we're gonna drop down hard on Tornado Cash. It's like you arrested the best friend and you're using the best friend, you're torturing the best friend to get to
And
the other
people just say it
robber.
analogous to so many things, especially it's when you really understand, and not to be like pompous, but when you understand technology, when they do open source software, this developer has created a technology that anybody can use. The way that people are framing it is somewhat like Ross Ulbricht, but Ross actually ran a site. This guy basically, yes, he did run it and he did a community stuff, but he basically created the foundation for privacy-based transactions. And now this guy is in jail. They got him in Austria. The US government is like,
Are you talking about the developer of
yeah,
Tornado
the
Cash?
developer has created just privacy stuff.
And he has nothing to do with the hacks. Like, he doesn't know who uses
But
his software.
the
So the
thing that they're
Tornado
doing,
Cash
and
guy
now there's been a lot
got
of
arrested.
dominoes falling. Aave is decentralized finance. And this is where
Yeah.
we're discussing it, how.
So all the wallets that interacted with ETH, Tornado Cash ETH, that are then spread to Aave and use Aave for
But the fact
loans,
that Aave,
blacklisted their own the Aave wallet.
it's not decentralized if they can get blacklisted by a government.
Yeah.
And so now there's like been funny memes and tweets about it.
And then Justin Sun got her. It's like a game of eights,
So,
basically.
yeah, and then you can just tag whoever's it, or I mean you can just send dirty money that will then blacklist you from a
Can we
decentralized finance
say like
platform.
blacklist because it's like, and it's a huge implication because we don't know how long these things are gonna last. Like, how long in the courts
But this is
are
the
they gonna
same
unblacklist?
this
So
is the
it's like,
same week that they put out the bill for 87,000 more IRS
yeah.
agents that are going to be armed. And so there are memes being like, did you report your 20 cent airdrop? Like, it's
From
like,
2015.
yeah. And they were saying, is it an IRS agent just giving 0.1 ETH to all the big accounts so that
Yeah.
they get audited? And then now the government has more tools and people to audit everyone.
It sounds like those 87,000 are going to be at crypto focused,
There's going to
anyways.
be a lot of them in our crypto force, though.
We'll see. Like,
And I mean,
it was
there's an
an
interesting
issue
thing.
for just my
Elizabeth
like
Warren.
federal tax return. It took them over a year to do to get like my money back. So it's like crazy.
Yeah. One of the things I wanted to mention on this topic, though, was that there's TRM
Yeah.
Labs. Apparently, there's an organization that is working on tracking. And what I wanted to get the point across was that there's an entire industry, like subscribe, follow, crypto legal. There's an industry around tracking people. There's an industry around paying taxes and moving around crypto. It's a blossoming new industry, and TRM Labs is the one that's like tracking people. They are the ones who are going to tell the governments what you've been doing on your wallets. And when your wallets interact with centralized exchanges, the governments are going to be able to tag you and identify you. And what they're saying is that soon MetaMask will have to be KYC.
Yeah, that's like a fear. That'd be like terrible.
And the governments, they got the developer for Tornado Cash. The DAO site, they took down. They
No,
blacklisted people from Aave.
the
If you
Discord
touch
got shut down.
the Discord got shut down. The governments have gone hard.
It's wild because it's like, and people are then this poses the other argument that treat code as, freedom of speech, like you can't get arrested. I know it's like something that you
Even
can patent. You can
to
patent
get
code,
this
but
guy into
claiming that it's freedom of speech,
even
First
to
Amendment.
take this guy into custody is egregious.
Yeah.
And it's just weird. I don't like to, but you have to mix kind of like crypto regulations, politics, taxes, money. And I mean, it just feels like the same week that they say that you don't have the right to privacy in crypto and that they
Oh yeah.
start, yeah, they like go after Trump at Mar-a-Lago and
Only
like,
insider traders in the Capitol
yeah,
can,
I wish I had just fucked hookers and done crack in Ukraine, then I wouldn't be in trouble.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, these are the jokes that we talk about on the internet, but I think some people aren't aware of some of the steps where if Tornado Cash is in trouble, then it's going to get to a weird point. And what one argument on Twitter was the fact that if you make it so that it's dangerous to be a Dox developer, Anon developers, Anon, I did a weird pronounce, I was going to say anonymous, but Anon, I don't know, both ways. Anon developers is going to need to be necessary. And then like quadruple VPNing and like, are we, Brian's Chinese somewhat, but no offense. Are we in China where we need to VPN ourselves four
Facial
times?
recognitions,
It, are they gonna
cameras.
ha and then like, are the IRS coming after us? It looks like they got a lot more firepower. And I don't know. I submit I'm all about doing things legally, but it's just like, it's gonna be very tricky where people are sending 0.1 ETH to random wallets. And imagine, hey man, I trade crypto full time,
It's kind of
but
against
someone Tornado
DNS.
cashed me. And then now my wallet is locked. And I have, dude, imagine if you have all your
For
money in your wallet.
indefinitely.
Yeah.
It's just like the Celsius thing, Voyager thing, you can't trade. You don't know how long that's gonna last. But like for the
People
entire
kill themselves.
crypto blockchain, like
It's about simple principles. Imagine you lock someone's bank account.
yeah.
And be honest, like maybe I am too online. I know I am, but it's kind of my business also. Like if you need outsourcing for social media, this, that, or whatever, I outsource and I do all my work from my phone. And if you're just on your phone, if you have the fear that they can shut down your phone, they can shut down your bank accounts. They did it in Canada. I think they can do it in other countries. They could definitely
Well,
do it in China. They can
now
restrict your
there's no
movement.
stable coin that, I mean, you basically have to choose DAI or Tether now for stable coins. Like slowly, one by one, like these stable coins are being untrustworthy or like unusable. So there's like only two, like you can't trust USDC, even though it's probably like the safest. Or like, you probably just have to go DAI or USDT. Like Tether is actually like
No, there's Monero, there's Zcash, there are other options, but
I mean,
I'm not as most, into it like, as a lot of people are, but a lot of people are very into privacy and there are ways to maintain anonymity. And then is it illegal now? And then now, if anonymity and privacy are legal, like, you know, people always do the argument, if you have nothing to hide, like, why do you care? And it's like, I kind of am one of like the sheep or the lemmings where I'm like, government, like, yeah, dude, just whatever. You're already listening to my Alexa. I mean, they have all these things, but it just appears that the technology is so forward that when you get a Pudgy Penguin airdrop, you know.
So have multiple ENSs. Don't dox your ENS address.
Yeah, have multiple wallets.
Have backups.
It's about safety. And like my cousin's husband was telling me about how to really be secure. Vitalik recently posted about how he believes that rather than having some elaborate scheme to hide your stuff, just have a multi-sig where you have like five family members that have to.
Yeah. Just in case if you know, he dies or something, there's instructions of what to do.
So as a description, a multi-sig is a multiple signature where for something to happen, you need to have multiple people
enter a code or something. So it's kind of like having different people on a bank account.
But it's like, it's kind of like, this is the foundation of DAOs, where it's like, it's one thing if you're like, oh, someone could fake it or spoof me or this or that, but it's like, look, if you have five family members who are you trust, and then what are the odds that, I mean, for Vitalik, though, it's probably worth billions, and so he actually needs the security.
Yeah.
Literally, like, his private wallet was, they gave him, what, half of SHIB?
They gave him $1 billion worth of SHIB at its height. So I think at one time back in last September when SHIB was going up, that could have been like $3 billion or something.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Hopefully that COVID relief fund, who got it, like they sold some and was able to.
Yeah, he burnt like half of it and gave half to charity. And no, he was like, fuck you guys for doing this. But that's the whole thing, is it's weird where if you have a doxed wallet, and then now
random people who you don't know, they can just send you anything.
And then suddenly Vitalik has a billion. Yeah.
You know where you live, like your mailing address. They know your user address online on blockchain.
And I'm sure people try to hack his account like every day.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe. And then that's why you need the multi-sig where it's like,
why hack the creator? You know what I mean? Like,
because he has like a shit ton of Ethereum.
Yeah, but I know, but he's like the godfather. Like, he's like the founding father.
People just want the money. People just want to hack him to get the money.
How to hack, like.
No, people just want to hack him to get the money. And you just try to type in the opportunity. Well, that's what his thing is if you add a multi-sig, honestly, a seed phrase.
His seed phrase is probably so whack.
Well, still, it's like, what, how many? 24 words that can be of different variations. Like, it's like the amount of permutations are. Yeah, five letter words times 24 word combinations. But then I think his are multi-sig and you need to contact from each wallet. So it's like you need multiple seed phrases. Yeah,
like access something like at the same time.
Or
like
where it becomes impossible. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's crazy, man. Like, and then like, so Tornado sanctions, and then what other thing happened was that Curve Finance got hacked. The website domain, the front end, somebody like bypassed it. They only got like 573,000, but
it was kind of the argument that Sam Bankman-Fried did, where it was like when the Solana hack happened, it was the wallet that got hacked. So people need to understand that there's like many layers, but it was the front end that got hacked.
So something just like the domain.
It wasn't the crypto part of it, but like someone got like, oh, you sign up on a fake website because someone hacked the front page.
Yeah. Or like access to like some kind of pool. So only in the grand scheme of things, only 573,000 got stolen, like U.S. dollars.
There was a lot, but it got recovered by
Binance. Or, you know, CZ was tweeting about it, how no new, everything was about Tornado Cash. That, like, filled up the entire news.
And he was like, no one reported how we recovered, like, 90% of it.
Yeah, so, and that's crazy. So, like, you know, more hacks have been going on, like, you know. But it's funny how, like, this didn't really affect the market price. Just, like, it had, like, future implications.
This was, like, a big thing in terms of, like, legal and whatnot, but in the end, the overall market is pumping, and like Hasaka was talking about how like, oh, like Bitcoin and ETH go up and now Dogecoin goes up, and he's like, uh-oh, it's going to be stupid season where
people
all
are
of the retail
be leveraged and like thinking that we're back, but
yeah.
I think we're just the beginning, so like,
but we say that, and I'm going to mention I left, like, I gave a little moon bag, I moved some stuff around, and I got a Tsuka bag. Or Tsuka.
I didn't know what that is. I didn't even
So Tsuka is a meme coin, just like Doge, just like Shiba, and it's by the developer of Shiba. And I'm just saying what it is, because it's also a news story. It's not just like that. I'll be honest, it was just like a couple $100 that I made. But the Tsuka,
after putting like 50.
It's 3x. In the last week. And there was a viral tweet that went out. There's a guy who bought 600 of Tsuka and sold when it 10x'd or something. It would have been
like
seven figures.
One point like 5 million or something.
So it's weird where I just wanted to give the point where crypto, there was another tweet where it's like, ETH started going up, Bitcoin's going up, Doge goes up, everything's going up. But it's like, engage 60%. The casino, where it's like, dude, even if it's a bear market, crypto is such a just gamble crapshoot. It really fundamentally like was telling me where it was like, wow, like, dude, the world is falling apart. Crypto isn't doing that well and it's cratered. But like, I tripled my bag on Tsuka. If I had
people
just
are still
YOLO'd
money.
On, yeah. And this guy, he put 600 in like a couple months ago on Tsuka, and he sold out early, but no one got it. But it was a viral tweet where it was like, if I hadn't have sold my $600 of Tsuka during the midst of the bear market, it would have been millions.
Yeah. So yeah, there's money to. I mean,
no, and then the penguins
up 60%.
Yeah.
Like, Link is up, like, 60%. And then there's NFT news, man. Like, Pudgy Penguins has finally released their licensing.
So, the ROGs.
And
yeah.
Then the ROGs have flipped, you know, Crypto Cool Cats. The ROGs floor is now 0.13, even though I paid 0.3 for my egg. It's still going up there. But I don't know. I'm not getting any bids anymore. So it's, I mean, it's still better than, you know, Cool Cats. And then they released the licensing that they chose, like, 16, you know, Pudgy Penguins to make, you know, plushy dolls or, like, figurines for their licensing deal. And the way that they are able to track that is that they gave them a special token. It's called, like, the Soulbound type of token. So you can't really trade it. It's just
stuck to your wallet.
Yeah, stuck to that Pingu.
But then this is like a permanent clout because it cannot be traded.
So there's
so
open
if you were
vault.
One of the 16 that were selected for, and then the 16 that were selected were, they're highly involved in the project. I sent Brian a tweet. There's like 40 people where they're saying that they're like, so apparently the holders. Well, the 40 holders that they highlighted are like all into like very hardcore crypto projects. So they're like, shout out to this person who's like our moderator, which is an important role. And shout out to this person who's like our marketer. Shout out to this person. But then also shout out to like this other person who like hangs out in our Discords and is like the main engineer of some DeFi project. And then the Pudgy Penguins Network, everybody was trying to get in on to being the 16. And so those 16 that got selected were because, like, they are so involved in the NFT project. They're so balls deep where it's like they're really working on it, and they got licensed, and now they're going to be making toys as well as shirts that are already being made. But the Soulbound token is connected to a specific wallet where you're not allowed to trade it. And then the thing is,
yeah, it doesn't let you trade because there's like a known bug. And so it's purposely put there so it can't like be sent when the Pengu gets sold.
But it means that you were there.
Yeah, you're
and
the.
So the thing is, if you apply
so
this to
marker,
other.
It's a marker, like.
If you apply it to other NFT projects, they will forever be known and marked as like, yo.
Yeah, Vitalik like has like a article on this, like on, it's like a specific type of token. It's like a 1155 like BRC token, and it's like a special type of token where it's called Soulbound, where it's like kind of like Lord of the Rings, where it's like bound to you forever. But yeah, so the Pengu, the penguin floor, like Kaleo's like, why this is, had like a thread of like, why this is a, you know, a blue chip crypto, like, the volume of it has been slowly gone, like tripled. And it's like kind of, yeah, so the, you know, the volume, so the value of Pengu's right now is like close to 2.95. The ROVs are 1.14, and then, you know, the little pudgies are like 0.2. And like Kaleo made a point where it's like it's trading, like, and then Kobe too, where it was like, you know, these are just altcoins basically, and then Kobe is like, these are just altcoins with pictures, like the volatility.
Yeah, he was talking shit.
Is still the same. Like... So it's been crazy. Like NFTs are still popping. Like there's still like different volumes. And so, yeah, pause it right there. Mm. So yeah, back to like Kaleo, like releasing a thread, how the volume has been like pretty, like it's like the charts are going up. So NFTs, Pudgy Penguins, bullish.
Well, it's weird how Kaleo, he's invested for sure.
Yeah, so I don't know.
So, and then now they're starting to release like regulations against shilling without this saying what you're invested in. But I mean, Brian and I invest in stuff like people just talk, and it's like, how hard are they going to crack down?
If you're passionate about something, like, I mean, at the end of the day, it's your decision to
Not financial advice, not legal advice.
Press the button
like, are they going
to
start making examples of people like the Tornado Cash guy? Like, there's all sorts of, and I mean, they're talking about Matt Damon being like in trouble.
It's valid.
Also,
to...
Mark Cuban with Voyager. No, with Voyager, because it's like these are public people saying like, "Hey, I like Voyager," and then it's like, "Yo, Mark Cuban, do you have a stake in Voyager?" And he's like, "Yeah, I like Voyager. I'm investing in Voyager," and then people lose money and they're like, fuck you, I trusted you, Mark Cuban. But it's like,
than stocks though, like,
I know. And then, but there are rules for stocks, and now they're trying to, but if, I mean, are they going to clamp down on every single YouTuber, every single person on a Twitter Spaces being like, you should buy fucking,
yeah, Crypto Carl or something.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So yeah, we'll see what, you know,
who
this
they
is,
decide to clamp down
this
on.
This is a strike against the US as far as like, being more like, where should you like be, like start your crypto company?
Yeah
they are cracking down, and it's like not
and
even,
it's a development, because
we're losing innovation here basically.
If they really, and the thing is though, on the flip side, what they're saying is that the Tornado Cash is gonna get forked a million times.
Yeah,
and so now it's a game of chess, and Tornado Cash said privacy. And then the government is like, okay, fuck that chess piece. But the other side of privacy is going to be like, all right, you made your move. Now 10 Tornado Caches.
Yeah.
And it, to have Shaq have to get audited because someone sent him Tornado Cached ETH, this is the thing that I think really we could drill home is think of the idea that you didn't do anything and someone sent you something and now you're getting audited by the government.
You're associated with them. So
because you did nothing at all. And then the PSYOP is, did the government send you that just so that they could audit you? Or just that they could say that you're getting dark money? And at the end of the day, doesn't the dollar, don't like random bundles of cash or don't like the jewelry across country or, and you take it to a smaller level, they're like, oh, the IRS, when you got $20 on your lemonade stand.
Like, where's your permit? That's the thing where it's like, it's going to take a long time to figure this stuff out. So you don't know how long you're going to, how long your wallet is going to be blacklisted for. So there's all this like limbo. So like right now it's been months. I can't access my Celsius and
they're talking about it too.
Going up, so it's like,
it was, the Tornado Cash guy is in jail or in custody. Doquan did a fucking interview.
That's like supposed to be released tomorrow.
Why isn't he in jail?
Yeah.
Like, there are scammers, but they target certain people, and then sometimes it's the wrong people.
Preferential treatment in, like, for different criminals.
Yeah.
And it's kind of wild. Because, like, if you're a criminal, you're a criminal. There's no discrimination. But there's, like, preferential treatment to who they want to charge and who they want to take. And because there's no, you know, precedents or no laws, they can kind of do whatever they want until it gets figured out. Like,
let's
and that'll take a while.
It's a, in summary though, like, markets are up, but there's like, it's turbulent waters.
Yeah, CPI is down, or like,
you don't know, like, be down. Careful,
gas prices have dipped a little bit, so people are kind of calming. Like,
and what I was gonna say though on macro is that it looks like it's gonna be a rough winter for Europe, and then right now they're having droughts in France. It looks like Europe is going to have a really hard time with heat. Energy is going to go through the roof, probably.
Yeah, I need to go a trip into Europe. Maybe that's the shill, because it's cheaper. The dollar is strong. The euro is weak.
Like, and then the funny flip side is, like,
things are priced
cheaper. Forget about gold. And I heard something about how gold is about to be, like, dumped on because the markets are manipulated. So they're going to dump on. Yeah, where it's like, what is the real? And now home prices in the United States are plummeting, and then the inventory is shooting through the roof.
Yeah.
Everybody's broke. Maybe credit card companies. I always like to joke, because I've been recently moving to it and been joking about how Klaus Schwab doesn't want you eating meat. So the staple food will be lentils. Like, stock up on lentils.
Who's it? Charles Schwab is saying this?
Klaus Schwab.
Oh, who's that?
The leader of the World Economic Forum.
Oh.
Where we shouldn't eat meat anymore. There are droughts. We're not going to have energy to heat our homes in the winter. We all need electric cars, and then we need to ride share. We shouldn't have personal property anymore.
Look how that turned out with COVID. Like, no one gives a fuck about their neighbor. Like, if that inhibits on your freedoms, you're not gonna do it. Like, why do I have to do it if, like, other people don't have to do it either?
Well, I mean, and like, then
there are a lot of shady characters.
There's a lot of protests out there. If you look up the Netherlands protests, they're trying to cut back on nitrogen. They're doing it in Canada as well.
Well, you're talking about the French thing where the golf course get the water, but, you know, other people don't get water. So
now with the droughts, like, they're
protesting the water,
environmental people that are
France.
So, I mean, in terms of shilling, I mean, maybe just cans of bean and a bunker in New Zealand, if you're rich enough. If you're not rich enough, like, bullets, I don't know. But I mean, that's like a shady thing to be saying, but
so you're
no, I mean, we're just messing around.
Apocalypse.
No, I just think that it might be, there might be a pullback in the winter, which is what I've been planning on in a macro level. But at the same time, the merge is coming up. Also though,
yeah,
I'm like,
kind of fucked.
I'm the sell the merge, sell the news. Like, when the merge comes, like, I think there's going to be a dip.
That's what Fu says, is that it's going to keep rising.
It'll get lower before it gets higher.
to the so September when the merge happens, then there's going to be a huge sell off, and then that's when the buy towards the end of 2022, start of 2023. So we'll see. So right now, I'm just I'm just watching. I don't know. I like am watching.
I still like the DCAE. Like, I mean, we can Link, say Link is actually what I was really going to say there, because the amount of things that they're starting to integrate. Yeah. And then I sent Brian a message where they continue to dilute. They continue to sell their developer tokens. But they're going to have to run out eventually.
The September merge, there's going to be some things. I think there's like a co-announcement with Link. Like if you see like ETH and Link, they're like pretty closely correlated.
Like and the merge is going to increase the amount of Link that's going to be necessary.
Because they're both going to proof of stake, basically. And, like, you know, the mechanism behind that. So
I'm going to say bullish on the ETH-Link combo. Short term.
Yeah, so I don't know if I'm buying this, like, rise. Because, like you said before, like, we're kind of starting a recession. Like, people are just starting to mention about,
and I'm worried about what's going to happen in the winter. And I think that there's going to be a lot of starvation and cutbacks. I've heard that Africa has been rough. I've heard that the zero COVID in China is a problem. The tensions in between China and Taiwan, where China might want to flex on Taiwan because they're going to have trouble at home. There's a lot of sketchy.
Yeah, the world's a wild place right now, but from an economic perspective, too.
Yeah, but you had said what?
I said just, like, watch ETH Link. Like, I don't know.
But I'm going to say meme season is back. This. No, fuck all the shills that I've done before. Tsuka. Because people nowadays, I've read about how
know what
Gen
Tsuka
Z
is.
And millennials.
Ship
it's a meme coin.
For a ship developer?
It's a meme coin that's low. It's tripled, and I think now more than ever, at least COVID is somewhat over. This is one thing that I told with Brian that I thought was
US.
Bullish. No, but there's a lot of places that
Korea
are going to start. They're going to start ignoring
four shots.
No, but they're still going to start ignoring and letting economies go about their business. There's going to be shortages, but the average person is going to start going back to work, and there's going to be more and more retail of disaffected, depressed young men who are going to gamble their money on random shit
on
meme
sports
coins.
Betting.
Yeah, sports betting. We have some friends who are into that. Dogecoin, Tsuka, NFTs, like scratch-off tickets.
Yeah.
If you could gamble on people gambling, that's what I'm gambling on. I'm shilling the idea of hopeless millennial and Gen Z people.
You can't
putting their money onto random shitcoins.
So you're gonna invest in penny.
I should do an ETF for penny cryptos.
What
like
that?
I should
like
be the Jordan Belfort of penny cryptos because
the people
I
that
believe
own Barstool a little bit the pen.
Yeah, the pen stock. But I mean, they were saying that Doquan got so rich because in South Korea there's so few houses, and then the younger people have no hope unless they hit the lottery. So they all treat their lives like they don't care. And it's spreading around the world where if a house in your city is $2 million, there's no way you'll ever buy a house. And I saw that the Gen Z people are now not caring, and they're just going to throw their money. Because who knows if another pandemic comes.
I'm not doing that.
I'm not doing it either. But they're saying YOLO because they're saying, whatever I earn, I'm never going to save enough. Inflation is going to eat everything up. There's going to be another pandemic. I might as well live my life when I can. Might as well get lobster brunch or avocado
like,
toast. Let's
get
mimosas. What am I saving up for? We're going to get locked down again. I'm never going to have a house and kids.
Yeah, that's wild.
Kind of messed up, but on that note.
But on that note, I like. Then the show is to like just ride out the storm and just stop all cash and save your money and then invest when the time is right. 2023, I guess.
Mm.
So that's it. Like, you know, a lot of options.
Another episode.
Yeah, that was another episode. Of the
Thanks for watching, Smithy.
Podcast August, 4th?
Yeah.
15th.
To the moon.
Yeah.